Mike, I don't know if it's too early or too late, but I have a piece today called How to Tell If You're a Grinch.
Oh, well, that might be good for reference next year, if nothing else.
That's what I thought. Hey, the holiday season is a special time for connection and cheer. And Lynn and Rick Shippey up at Shippey Realty and Auction in Winter hope you and your loved ones enjoy the gifts of love, peace, and happiness. Happy holidays from Lynn and Rick and their staff.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board wishes you the best in 2026. Some of the best might be right here in Cherry County in the Valentine area. Come check out one of the best waterfalls, one of the best lakes, one of the best rivers. Outdoor adventures await you. Plenty of camping, lodging, Airbnbs, everything you need to spend a little time here in the Sandhills of North Central Nebraska. To find out more, go to visitvalentine.com.
Okay, it's time to find out how to tell if you're a Grinch.
A Grinch that stole Christmas.
Yep. Number one, you reuse last year's Christmas cards and send them out under your own name. You get 5 points for that.
Five.
You steal light bulbs from your neighbor's outdoor display to replenish your own supply. Now, if you do that, 5 points for you, 10 if the neighbor's whole light sets or lighted Santa goes out.
Oh, bonus points. We like the bonus points.
You have dressed a dog or cat as Santa Claus, an elf helper, or reindeer. 10 points for each. If you dressed an endangered species, you get 5 extra points.
Hmm.
Are you keeping track of points?
No, but in my mind, I kind of am.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think you have any yet. We put out last year's steel candy canes for children. 1 point for each piece of sticky candy. If you put out a chocolate or marzipan Santa, also add 10 points.
Do candy canes ever go stale?
They get sticky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Made a good point
here.
Start
to decompose.
I believe that's what it is. You enclose a shoddy and inferior gift from Target, Walmart, or Kmart in a Bloomingdale's or other prestigious box to impress your friends. You get 5 points for each infraction.
Oh, so you could get multiple points on that one.
Yeah. So wondering how you're doing with your Grinch test. You may collect long-distance phone calls to your family on Christmas Day. Can you still make collect calls?
I don't know. Maybe.
I guess you'd have to do it on a landline.
I haven't tried it forever.
Me neither. You get 5 points, 10, if from a cell phone, and I don't know how you do that. Claiming you are stuck in a phone booth. At the office Christmas party, you hoard huge stockpiles of goodies for later consumption at home. 5 points, 15 points if you use this stuff for your own party. Some pointers again to tell if you're a Grinch. You steal the wreath from a parked car to use on your own. Southern California only. Others ignore that. 5 points. But nobody but Southern Californians are dumb enough to decorate a car. You know, that used to be a thing. I haven't seen it at all this holiday season.
I have seen a few extra lights on semis once in a while and a couple of bows on the front of cars.
Well, there you go. More observant than me. After an invitation to a friend's house, you bring a commercially produced fruitcake and try to pass it off as homemade. Now you get 5 points. 15 if the fruitcake is from last year.
Ooh, a year old, aged.
Oh, and any stealing from the Toys for Tots collection bins is a definite no-no. 20 points. So to evaluate your score, the Grinch scale from 20 to 100. 20 to 30, you're just a cheese ball. 30 to 50, you are an apprentice in Yuletide larceny and are probably wanted by the police for overdue parking tickets. And 50 to 100, Grinch, move over.
Uh-oh. Don't want to hit in there anyway.
That's for sure.
The ranchers who are up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling, they read Tri-State Livestock News. And it's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it's their daily Bible. Covering all corners of agriculture, from grains to gears, it's what real ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. And a couple more of those little things to think about here in 2026 coming up. The truth of the matter is, you always know the right thing to do. The hard part, then, is doing it. And none but a fool worries about things that they can't influence.
Well, and how about, why did Rudolph get a bad report card?
I don't know.
He went down in history.
Oh, well, yeah, that would probably do it.
Oh, that's from the Valentine Public Library.
Great source. If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And we're almost to New Year's, so be sure to stay tuned to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.